All right, well, let's switch gears a little bit, and let's talk about, we don't have that much time, but maybe we can just talk real briefly about maybe some of the systemization things that you've done to grow a bunch of these seven-figure-plus companies.
Okay. I know how we can position it. So you go ahead and ask a question, and I'll just let it fly.
No, that's about it. All right, you take it from here.
Okay, so here's one of the things that, you know, again, some of these is I think as we evolve as business people, you know, I followed your career, for example, and it's interesting to see the path and the curve and where you've taken your business because, you know, where you've kind of built your reputation, you know, started with being an online marketer and adapting and adopting, you know, like Dan Kennedy systems. But you've extended well beyond that, and now you've got, you know, a travel-related business, an experience business. But you are an experience marketer. It's really pretty interesting. And I'm going to be really interesting to see your next pathway to evolution, which probably will come from a certain degree of boredom from whatever you're doing now, and then, you know, you're going to move on to the next big thing.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I have a couple of pains, you know, like, you know, sometimes it's sort of like whatever our childhood wounds are sometimes drive us. One of them is not being heard, and the other one is repetition. I hate repeating myself. And I'm always looking for systems. So, like, if I listen to a song, for example, I'm looking for, you know, what's the intro, what's the verse, what's the chorus, what's the bridge, how's this all come together? And when I'm looking at software, you know, I'm breaking everything down into systems. And what intrigues me is human psychology and what makes people buy, what makes people bond, what makes people connect, and how do I systematize that? So, you know, Traffic Geyser came from, can I find a way to broadcast a message everywhere, okay, and make it easy? Can I automate what a lot of people have spent a long time doing, like the product launch sequence, for example? That's been a huge thing on my mind because this launch sequence thing, a lot of people say, well, it's dead. Well, the fact of the matter is human psychology is human psychology. When you create a frenzy, people will buy. And when you can do it with integrity, it's an amazing thing. So, you know, Traffic Geyser, again, was a vehicle for automating, getting visibility and attracting people. So, you know, what we've done is not just built a utility that has continuity associated with it, but we are a new way of thinking, you know, in terms of how to sell and how to bond and connect. Well, a while back, I thought, okay, what are the things that we all need to do? And the first one is you got to get attention, you got to get traffic. Every business needs that, whether you're online or offline, anywhere in the world. The next, and the thing that Traffic Geyser takes advantage of is this disintermediation, in other words, free distribution. In the old days, you had yellow pages, newspapers, magazines, old school media, and there's always some fat old man in between you and your prospect.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't exist anymore. It's like literally click a button, broadcast everywhere if you got a tool. But the next step is I need to monetize. So the next system that we have is called Mixiv, and you know, we talked about this, a way to deliver all your content, but you can basically create an instant membership site and do commerce and automate the entire experience in the process and upsell and downsell and do all the things that internet marketers or direct response marketers need to do or want to do and put that all in one place and make it easy. But the third thing, and this is what I'm really interested in, is how do you automate sales and marketing? How do you take someone from being the prospect from the time you've gotten the traffic and they entered into your lead gen place to carrying them down a pathway to self-select, self-segment, and finally get them to the place where they're raising their hand and they're going to, you know, give you the money. So the big in-between is what I call taming the follow-up monster, because the pain that I've often had, and I think every entrepreneur has in every business, is whether you're a local business, you're like, okay, you've had all these customers and you talk to a lot of local businesses and they never captured leads, right? They don't have a list, and you're like, you insane person. And for online people, it's like they haven't figured out who all their customers are so they can give them the right offer at the right time. And, you know, some people will only spend a dollar, and some people will spend $100,000 if you just give them an offer, right? So I started playing around with something that I was intrigued by, someone who was using radio advertising, and I thought, what if you could capture a lead with voice? You know, where someone would say their name and their email address, and then you'd be able to build a relationship with mobile text and with an autoresponder. So I built, you know, what I call a voice follow-up to do that. And it started evolving because I thought, well, what if they could mobile text their information in? And then what if you could scan a business card? Because we all go to live events or something and you get a stack of business cards, and what happens to that stack of business cards, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay. So created a little mobile app where you actually can take a picture of the business card. It goes to a live group of people who hand enter it. And then if the business card has a mobile text number or a mobile number, it follows up with a mobile text message. If there's an email address, an email. If there's a full address, it'll send them a letter. You've got an optional simulated live teleseminar or a simulated live webinar. And here's where it gets interesting. If there's a web address there, we visit the website and scrape the website, so now we know who they are. And now we're just adding a capability that based on their email address, we go and find if they're on social networks, we find all the social networks they're on, and then can tell how active they are, so we know essentially how valuable they are, their online clout, their value. In other words, are they influencers? All that from an email address. So now you can select and actually target them based upon who they are and their behaviors. Plus, we already know, you know, a lot about their area. You wouldn't believe what's available by essentially visiting or scraping social media networks. We know their age range, we know their sex, we know where they live, all kinds of stuff about them. So that's basically what voice follow-up is you can capture contact information from any source, even scanning a business card, and then follow up with any format. So, and bond with them, and it simulates a live experience. You know, when they visit and join in one of our, what we call a simulated live teleseminar, if they call a number late, it's 7 minutes into the call. If they call in 7 minutes late, but we know it. So we can send them a campaign that's the you showed up late campaign. Hey, sorry you showed up late. Here's the replay. If they leave early, hey, noticed you left early, you can listen to the replay. If they complete, we can follow up and say, hey, if you have any questions, you know, click one right now and talk to a live operator. So again, you get them in the system. The rest of it's automated, so you can focus on what you do best, which is usually providing massive value to your customer instead of that, again, the hideous follow-up process that, frankly, you know, you need a whole team to do that stuff. So I guess the point I'm making is I like systems. I like breaking it down and figuring out how to build it and solving problems. Some people like math and some people like football, you know?
Right. All right, so...
Was that useful?
That was really interesting, because just to take it from how you think about something and then would essentially then create the solution for a whole bunch of other people. It's kind of what I got out of it.
I mean, I think that's
not
the thing
just,
is, yeah,
you know,
I've got an audience now, you know, and I think, like, you know, what does every business person struggle with? And I ask a lot of questions. And a lot of the time, what they say they're struggling with and what they really do struggle with are two different things. That's why they haven't solved the problem yet. So you have to be able to hear the nuances, not the thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about maybe a couple of your productivity tips, because you've got a lot going on. You've built a lot of different companies, and from what I can, you know, what I know about you, I don't think you have a conglomerate there working for you.
No, we're actually all outsourced.
People.
Yeah.
So how do you make that work? What's maybe some of the tools that are essential to making that work with a virtual company, and what's some of your best practices there?
Okay, so I'm going to start by saying, and you actually participated in it, you know, when we interviewed you for Success Leads Clues, is I'm always on the lookout for who can I mentor, who can I model, because someone else has already solved virtually every problem that I'll probably encounter in my life. You know, maybe not electronic things, you know, that's a new evolution, but the thinking. Someone has thought it before me. So, you know, so one of the things, again, from both a delivering value to other people and self-serving, is I thought, well, why don't I contact everyone I know who I'd love to model and mentor, and people I know who are smart and thoughtful and have clarity of vision, and interview them, and that's where the movie Success Leaves Clues comes from, and systematize that. But, you know, what I do, and I'll give you, like, a couple tips. So there's a couple electronic things that I use that have radically made me more productive. And the first one is a little gadget. It's called a Mimio, M-I-M-I-O. And it's a little suction cup sensor that you put on a whiteboard. It costs probably $600. You can plug it into your computer, and you have different colored pens. They're just using, you know, standard whiteboard pens. But whatever you draw on the whiteboard shows up on your computer monitor. Pretty cool. So now anything you draw, you can print out as a PDF and send out. But what I do is I turn on Camtasia on the PC or ScreenFlow on the Mac, and I draw with the little webcam on and a microphone, and I make videos that I'm able to give to my entire team. So I'll make videos for, you know, if you think about the segmentation of your business. So you've got your operations group, and then you've got your technical group. And then you've got your service, your support, and then maybe you've got your money group, again, which would fall under operations. So, and then if you have communications, for example. But what I'll do is I'll make little videos for each one of my team. This way I don't have to do meetings. I might gather a little bit of information from a quick phone call or an email saying, hey, what are the problems or what are the things? And, you know, in any business, you know what they are pretty quickly. And this way I make these short little videos, and I email the link to them, and I'm able to communicate stuff that would have taken me a day to build and like 2 days to summarize and put into a usable format in the past. I can literally do it in 15 minutes, distribute it out, and it means we can develop stuff that, again, would take me 3 weeks of preparation. My team can look at it and make it in no time. So between the Mimio and Camtasia or ScreenFlow and you know, just a normal microphone, you can't imagine how productive it makes you.
And just to let me clarify, the Mimio board, you're not always doing Camtasia. Like, you can just whip off a Camtasia literally without your Mimio board. It's a lot
yes,
of times
but you doing. Can't, yeah, but it would just be a still. But what's great is if you're narrating while you're drawing, and if you have your camera on, you can actually be looking in the camera, and the combination of the pictures plus the experience of drawing it in order and the video connection, it's amazing. And if you want for this thing, I'll make one for you. I'll actually draw it and send you the link, and you can include it in the newsletter.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I'll actually demonstrate it and actually talk about how powerful it is. But the other thing that I do is as soon as I make it, I upload the thing in my into TrafficGeyser, and I click to transcribe, and you know, a day or two later, I get a full transcription. So this is how I wrote my book. It's how I design every single marketing campaign, every one of our products now, and it's great because I can walk in. I don't need anyone else there. Or sometimes I'll even do it like if I'm doing a call with you, I'll just put my phone on. I'll be talking and drawing, and I might set up GoToWebinar so you can watch my whiteboard while we chat. When I'm done, I export the PDF, so now you've got the notes, you got the video, you got the transcript, and this is how I just filed a patent, you know, with my patent attorney. I gave her like 20 patent specifics with 45 minutes worth of work, and that video and the transcript was enough where all she had to do is talk to me for a half an hour. Everything else is done. So I probably eliminated 2 days worth of meetings and back and forth from a 45-minute project like that. That is a massive, massive gimme, in my opinion.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yep.
So, once again, I want to see if I can figure this out. So I got a big whiteboard in my office. Obviously, it's not a Mimio board. So the Mimio board's a regular whiteboard, and then you put your video camera to train it on the
no,
board as you're writing.
The Mimio is just it's like an electronic sensor. So everything you draw just goes to the Mimio software.
Okay, so then.
And then the webcam will just record your normal video.
Okay.
And then of course your audio. So literally with just a laptop, and you know, let's say it's again $600 to $800 for the Mimio, that's all you need.
I got it now.
Yep.
So then you can put on. Will the software, the Mimio software, let you? It'll actually show up as you draw?
Yes, it's all in real time. So as you draw, it shows right up like magic. So it kind of looks like an Etch-a-Sketch.
Right.
And that's really what it is, but it's multicolored. So you can do four colors, and I mean, when people see it, they're like, holy cow, it is an amazing way to teach and train. And, you know, if you want to make videos to sell a product, it's perfect. It's an amazing thing. And I just consider it an indispensable tool. And then when I'm doing live events, I actually have the Mimio, and I display the screen on the, you know, the big projection screen.
That's great.
And it's being recorded as a video, so it can be edited later or given out to the audience or whatever, too.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
So, yeah.
I'm such a big fan of leverage, and that's such a nice leverage
massive
point.
Tool. Yeah.
All right, well, last couple minutes that we got, I've been hinting a little bit about this because we talked about coming around full circle with Tony Robbins, and, you know, the people that you keep relationships with are pretty up there. How do you develop those relationships, and how do you maintain them?
Okay, I've got a I have a tip. I call it standing on the shoulders of giants. So I named it just this last weekend. It's how to get rich and famous, helping rich and famous people become even more rich and famous. All right, and so one of the things that I remember saying to myself when I watched Tony the first time is I said to myself, someday I want to, you know, work alongside this guy. I don't want to just buy his stuff, and I don't want to be like, you know, like a fan. You know, it's like, who cares? Because you know what it's like if you get someone's following you around everywhere into the bathroom, wants to shake your hands while you're going pee at a live event. I mean, that drives everyone nuts, and they don't like it either. And I think to myself, okay, what is really attractive? What I'm interested in is not just connection, but access, and a peer-level access. Because, you know, when someone meets you, even if, let's say, they've got massive value, the first time you meet them, all your filters are up, right? It's sort of like, what does this person want? What does this person want? And they're like, no,
right.
I don't want anything. I want to support you. So how do you break from being a nobody to a somebody? And I really struggled with that, with the whole Tony thing. And I remember I made this conscious decision. I said, I am going to become incredibly valuable and attractive to this guy. What do I have to offer? What can I give? And it took 10 years to manifest the opportunity, but it turns out through a series of good fortune and, I suppose, luck, I ended up becoming very good friends with some friends of Tony's. And as time went on, I got to hear about some of the struggles inside the organization. And finally, I offered to... I said, I know how I can help Tony really, really connect with his audience in a way he never has before. And I said, here's the problem. Everyone wants to, and this is, I took this from Frank Kern, but it's touch the hem, right? It's touching the hem of the Pope.
Right.
They want, and when you see Tony live, you're in one of his live events, you genuinely feel like you have a personal one-on-one relationship with that guy, because he knows how to you know, establish eye connection with you and maintain it for a longer period of time. And he, like, goes through everyone in the audience. It doesn't matter if there's 2,000 people there. You've looked at him, and he's connected with you on a deep level. It's amazing.
Hmm.
And so it's sort of like, yeah, they feel that. And from that moment forward, what happened was his entire organization failed to deliver that experience for the rest of the time. It's sort of like he had you at hello, and the corporation lost you the first time that you got this fixed, hard, piece of concrete block newsletter that was like generic corporate crap. You know, it's just like, yuck.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's what I did is I had this opportunity. I said, what I'll do is let me help Tony set up a little home video studio. It's a big risk for them to expose him to anyone because it's like, but they knew, and I had given a bunch of times. I'd actually met with some of the people and given them a bunch of free info, and I said, look, I'm giving back. I want nothing, okay? So finally have this opportunity, bought him some equipment, went to his house, set up a little video studio, and spent an entire day. And, you know, and he started using it. And that's when you start seeing these videos come from Tony, along with Frank Kern's style, you know, short internet messages, which the thing that I left out here is, you know, the first time I met, I said, here's the deal, Tony. I will introduce you to some of the smartest marketers I know. And he says, what do they want? I said, they want nothing. They want to give back to you. All right? This is a gift. I expect nothing. I want nothing. Just accept the gift. And I'm telling you, he's a guy who didn't know how to receive, you know, because he's used to everyone wants something from him. So I'm going to bring this home, and I'm going to say, here is the answer. It's like, if you want to become a servant to the stars who will gladly bring you with them and take you, because at the end of the day, every star is just an ordinary person and they get the same business problems, even bigger and even worse than everyone else. They need trust and reliability more than anything. Most of the time, the people that surround the biggest, most important people fail them on an ongoing basis because they lack the ability to systematize and deliver consistent results. Okay? And so one of the ways to get into their space is to buy their stuff and prove it works, because everyone needs a superstar case study. They need someone who's gotten from point A to point B and can show that they did it. And if you provide them with that information, you're going to get their attention. Now, here's so becoming a success story. The next one, and this is one I got from John Reese, he says, if you sell my stuff, I can't ignore you. I have to pay you for it. So, you know, become an affiliate and promote and market their stuff and be the best one out there. You can't be ignored, you know. And also associate with their brand. So if you become a formidable advocate for their products, and that means like doing book reviews and product reviews. That's one of the things that I do all the time. Sit down and do a little mini video and put it online and say, you know, I bought this book. Here's what's so great about it, blah, 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 blah. You're giving them some search love. You're helping them sell some books. And if you help them do what they're trying to do, which is, you know, create an impeccable brand and be known for what they want to be known for, there's going to be a level of trust. And, again, if you open up the thing saying, here's what I want, you know, we get that all the time. It's like, you know, all you need is someone sucking your soul. You know, I call it psychic vampirism.
What do you say to people that are like, oh, yeah, Mike, that's just basically kissing up?
Yeah, and the whole thing is it all comes down to where it's coming from. When you're in service and you're ready and you are willing to listen, anyone can smell a soul sucker. And I think it all comes from where does that energy come from. And,
where's
and
the
look,
intent?
Yeah, anyone, precisely, it is intention. And anyone who's been in the business a while can smell it a million miles away, just like a good negotiator can smell blood a million miles away.
Mm-hmm. All right. Excellent. Well, that's. I think we traveled on a lot of different paths here, and that was great. Do where should we send people? What's a good resource that they should know about from your empire there?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to create a lead cap page with the sample video on it for the whiteboard at trafficgeyser.com/maverick. And that way we'll give away like some of my best tools and resources. Everyone's been on my butt forever. It's sort of like, what iPhone apps do you have?
Yeah, that's perfect.
All right. And I'll put this thing together. I'll get this done in the next couple days here. I've got kind of a full boat and another interview in about 25 minutes. But it's just like, it'll be really cool, and I'll provide a whole bunch of free goodies. So I'll provide like a link to Voice Follow-Up and Mixiv and Traffic Geyser, and then
nice.
This thing along with, you know, some of my best tools. I got some great resources that are massive time savers.
Okay, yeah. So so people check out trafficgeyser.com/maverick, and there's some great resources there. Perfect.
Thanks.
All right, Mike, I really appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time out.
Yeah, great job. You're a great interviewer, and I hope this is, you know, useful to you and the rest of the group.